The state of Alaska provided unprecedented language assistance last night at the polls in Yupik regions. The Division of Elections began preparing for the language assistance program shortly after a lawsuit was filed by several elders. The elders claimed that the state was not meeting minority language assistance requirements, and a federal judge agreed. Now, Yupik voters in Bethel say the ballots made more sense than ever before. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson has the story.
For decades, Paul John has been an active voter and a regular election participant. The Tuksuk Bay elder is recognized as a regional leader, but he says his ability to understand what he was voting for has always been hampered by his limited use of the English language. But at the primary election last night, he said that all changed. Here he is speaking through a translator.
This time I better understood the candidates and the ballot measures, and I voted better this time than the previous times.
John said he had help from a bilingual poll worker. The translator used a sample ballot written entirely in Yupik to tell John exactly what he was voting for. When it came time to vote on the four ballot measures, John said he finally understood them.
Since I don't understand English writing, I was very thankful for the help I had when I voted.
And at precincts throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and in the Bristol Bay region, the story was similar. The Division of Elections say they have been busy recruiting bilingual speakers to assist. Shelley Groudon is the systems manager. She says they took it farther by providing training.
The division also provided, for the first time in 2008, an enhanced training program for our bilingual poll workers and interpreters.
As John left the polls, he donned a little blue sticker that read Jujuklihlunga, which is Yupik for I voted.
After I voted, this got stuck on my jacket.
It was elders like John that primarily used the translators. Most younger natives in the region are bilingual or fluent in English, and almost anyone can read English better than they can Yupik. Elder Elena Fox says she never attended one of the regional boarding schools throughout Alaska.
We elders didn't get any schooling. We grew up in places where there were no schools, so we like it when things are translated for us, since we don't understand English.
The Division of Elections has been running Yupik public service announcements on KYUK leading up to the primary election. Fox never heard them, so she was pleasantly surprised when a poll worker accompanied her into the voting booth and spoke in her native tongue.
I'm happy I had a translator. I found out they were providing a translator for me when I vote.
At least one Bethel precinct, there were reports that a translator was not effective and could barely speak Yupik, but citing politeness, no one would be interviewed about that. As election season continues, there are two more statewide elections on the horizon, the school board elections in October and then the general election in November. Groudon says the state will continue with the language assistance program.
Again, all precincts for the state, all Yupik-speaking precincts will have a bilingual poll worker and or interpreter available to provide assistance on election day.
Meanwhile, the lawsuit against the state continues. The three-judge panel will make a final ruling sometime in the future. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.